You've been busy campaigning.
You know, you gotta work for it to win it.
Yeah, you do. I remember a guy saying, well, it's theirs to lose, and I never really did understand that when they said that. But once you start in a race and all the things that people don't know about running for public office, no matter what the office is, there's a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. You know, and my race is a 9-county race. So when you've got 9 counties to cover, there's definitely something that you can be doing every single day.
You know, I think, and it's interesting because I got a text about you just a couple of moments ago, right? And the text says, I'm going to read it verbatim here for you this morning. I don't know Amanda, but I know her father-in-law. He's a good friend. And that's the thing, all right? They need to know you.
Absolutely.
You know, I wonder if this talk about the Supreme Court has not brought some more attention to how important positions and judgeships are. I think that there might be other than, of course, the just discord and the name calling, that, you know, maybe it has opened a few other people's eyes as to how important this race is and how all judgeship races are important.
I think so. I think it's an unusual year locally. Certainly, we have a lot of judicial positions that are going to be on the ballot. So I think normally people don't pay attention to the judicial races. They may not know really who the candidates are. But I think with having so many positions on the ballot this year, everyone really has had to educate themselves, you know, particularly in Williamson County, where you have 4 local positions that are going to be on the ballot, as well as 1 appellate court race. Then you couple that with, yes, having, you know, a new Supreme Court appointment. And so definitely the judiciary is in the news a lot lately.
All right. Your family law in your practice.
Correct. I've practiced in family law, several other areas as well, but family law for, gosh, I guess almost since I began practicing, really.
All right. So how do you prepare yourself for a judgeship? And what I'm saying is you look at family law, but when you look at what the race that you're looking to win, which is the judge at large in the First Judicial Circuit, as you said, it covers a large amount of area, Alexander, Jackson, Johnson, Massac, Pope, Pulaski, Saline, Union, Williamson counties, you know, because family law is the part that most people don't really see. You don't see that on the front page of the newspaper, but if a judge sentences someone to 20 years in prison for meth, it's on the front page, right?
That's right.
So what about criminal law in Amanda Biasi Gott?
Well, you know, I've had the good fortune throughout, this is my 19th year of practice, Tom, so I've had the good fortune to practice in a lot of different areas of law throughout my career. So I began working for Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance, worked in 5 counties litigating order of protections, and
I worked with Land of Lincoln in the past, mm-hmm. they offered free services.
That is correct. They offer free services, and then you either... I worked for them, providing services. I still do pro bono and reduced fee work for them.
Right.
But I worked for them for a little bit early on in my career. And then I began work for a civil litigation firm, or for a private firm, I should say, who did civil and criminal litigation. So that was then my first exposure to handling traffic and criminal law, which I did. I was based in a firm down in Metropolis, and I did that for several years. I worked for them, and then initially I opened my own practice. And for several years, I had an office in Marion and Metropolis. And, you know, as a solo practitioner, you're taking what business comes in the door. And so I did a variety of cases, including criminal law at that point in time.
You know, it's interesting because when you look... And you know this as a lawyer because you're in there with your clients and you see them distraught, especially when it comes to family law. There are very few things that are harder because of the emotional makeup of the conflict and its inherent adversarial nature and almost at some points feral, right?
Very true.
But at the same time, you've got this criminal component, you know, that you look at when you're judges. As I said, we see that on the front page, but both of these illustrate the importance to community safety that the judge represents. I feel underappreciated. You're part of a system. A police officer goes out, there's been a problem, they're arrested, whatever the case. We're not talking about family law here, criminal, then the state's attorney, should we prosecute, and then it goes to you. Everybody has to work together, but it's very fundamental, the role that judges play. And I think to a certain point, almost like mystical, behind the black robe type thing.
Well, you know, we're talking a lot about family law this morning, and I think to a certain extent, That's often an area of law that I think is probably the most important to people. It certainly touches their lives more personally than probably any other issue. Certainly a victim in a criminal case is affected.
Right.
But in terms of your everyday average Joe out on the street in Southern Illinois, probably the majority of the time that they're going to have interaction with the court system is more than likely going to be in some area of family law, whether it's an adoption or a divorce or a custody or a child support case. And as you said, those are very, very personal issues to people. It's also an area of the law where judges have a lot of discretion.
They do.
And so I think having judges on the bench that have experience in that area, as opposed to never having practiced in that area, is very, very important.
All right. So when it comes to this race, and in particular, what do you feel sets you apart? Because you said there's going to be a lot of judges on the ballot here, and what we're talking about here is the at-large position. So there's the head of the circuit judge, the way I understand this, says, okay, we've got this trial, you go take care of that big trial, right? Is that how that works?
Generally, the circuit judge, the presiding judge that handles for the circuit, is going to appoint essentially where everyone goes. So I'm sure after the election, they're going to sit down once all these judicial positions are figured out, and they'll determine where everyone is going to be sitting. And so with the at-large position, where you're elected in 9 counties, you may be in any particular county, and more than likely, I'll probably be in multiple counties.
Right.
You go where you're needed.
Well, I had a friend of mine who was in this position once for many years, and one minute he's in Galkata, the next minute he's in Jackson County. You know, I mean, and sometimes it was because this is the big trial, and you've got to go handle this because it's going to be complicated. There's going to be DNA. There's going to be X number of witnesses, things along that line. It really is required, I think, in the position you're seeking. I don't know that jack of all trades is the correct term, but it's somewhere in the category.
Yes, and that's one of the ways in which I would distinguish myself in this race. You know, I've practiced for 19 years now this year, almost twice as many years as my opponent. I've also been a family law mediator for 12 years, where you are being a neutral person and you're not an advocate, which lends itself to certainly to what you would be doing on the bench. I've also practiced in all 9 counties of the circuit, which I also think is important. I've appeared before the judges. I've been in these local courthouses. I've practiced and dealt with the attorneys on the other side that are local to those areas. And then also, I just have a wide-ranging background of legal experience that I've been able to gain by practicing that long, by practicing in the different areas that I have, and, you know, being a small business owner. The types of law that I have practiced has changed over the course of time, depending on what was needed in the economy, what was coming in the door, and then being able to sort of fine-tune my practice as I, mature and gain more experience and become known for certain areas of law.
So they're going to see you in the ballot November, Alexander, Jackson, Johnson, Massac, Pope, Pulaski, Saline, Union, and Williamson counties. Is being holding that much sway, all right, you're a referee, you're an umpire, the law gives you the general direction, but as you said, quite a lot of discretion when it comes to family law, thankfully, I think, especially with all the mandates on sentencing we see on criminals, that, is that intimidating, having that kind of sway over someone's life? You're not going to see your son for this amount of time. You're not going to see their daughters going here to this custody. Does that intimidate you?
I wouldn't say that it intimidates me, because certainly I'm aware that that's the position that you would have to take. It certainly is, something that you give a lot of thought to, I think, before you ever consider putting yourself in the position to be a judge. And I think that every judge that I know, and including myself as I think about it, takes that position very, very seriously. And I know from being involved in serious cases and talking to judges, you're certainly going to have especially, very touching and important cases that are going to weigh heavily on you. And I think the best thing that you can do is, if you have someone who doesn't understand the serious nature of that position, they shouldn't be in that position. There's going to be difficult days. It's going to be, and I certainly now have difficult cases with what I practice. So, some cases touch you more than others.
Right.
Some cases get you, more than others during the course of my practice. But I certainly take it very seriously, and I think that's why it's important that you have someone who has the character, you know, and the integrity and the experience to be able to do the position. And I think a certain amount of age, maturity, legal experience, life experience.
Cumulative experience, because it's one of the things that, you know, when you look at some of the things that judges are set up to do, there's actually references that you are supposed to be using your personal opinion based on your cumulative knowledge. You're expected to be a human being, not a computer.
Yes. Well, I mean, every person that comes to the bench comes with their own set of life experiences as well as legal experiences. You know, something that's very important to me in the judiciary right now is we have in the First Circuit 21 positions and only 2 females that are on the bench. You're certainly limiting an area of life experience that people have and that perception of fairness on the bench when you have less than 10% of the judges in this circuit that are females.
Right.
And certainly the percentage of women attorneys is much, much higher than that in this area. So perception matters.
It does.